What's up, guys? I don't even want to. Hey, people, what the fuck are you doing? Probably nothing good, I imagine, because you know what? I'm not doing shit right now, and it feels so goddamn good. Because I'm doing stuff, yeah, sure. I'm doing way more than I was doing in LA, and that's kind of why I've been kind of slacking with the podcast. And I don't want you to be like, Blair, we need this content. You know what, dude? If you fucking needed this content, you would see the bat signal that I send out to all of you, all the listeners, whenever I ask for a poll. Side note, rate, review, subscribe. Go on there. 5 stars. Give your boy 5 stars. Because at some point, I'm going to sell this thing. I'm going to sell this podcast for so many gift cards to McDonald's. So many gift cards to McDonald's I'm going to sell this thing for. And I'm just going to blow the fuck up my waistline. I'm not going to like become a famous person. There's no way that happens. That ship sailed years ago. At this point, my only chance to make a name for myself is to really grind out and another decade of being a nobody before somebody who I'm friends with who's decided to blow up then decides to put me on their platform. That's the only way to get any kind of traction these days. And sigh. That's my I wish things were going. But look, I don't mean to be negative. And I don't mean to be negative so much that I'm not going to be it. So when I try and give you guys a hard time for not rate, reviewing, subscribing, or subscribing, rate, reviewing, review, subscribe, just, you know, I keep asking for stuff. You know what? I'm going to put all the... Okay, but I do it at the end of the podcast. I know not everybody listens to the full 15 minutes. Even though it's 15 fucking minutes, you cucks. You know, send me a little something. Send me a question. Not about me. Maybe like a general wondering of things. What was the last Wikipedia/YouTube rabbit hole you went down? Huh? Like, what was the last one you went down that was like, okay. Yeah, got the legs up. See that? Look at that. Dude, I went down a human evolution one the other night. I was like, what? I wonder, like, where do we come from? And how much crossover was there? And it turns out, dude, there was a point in time when it was humans who were, like, walking all human-like. And then there were the little Neanderthals. And I know it's pronounced Neanderthals, but that shit's gay. I'm sorry. Neanderthals. No, it's Neanderthals. It just sounds better. It's not ta, it's the. Yeah, there's no real justification for what I just said. But you guys don't give a shit. You're barely fucking listening. You probably have this shit on right now because you feel like you're supporting me in a fun way, which, yes, I appreciate your support. But it's hard to have fans that don't even know you. You know what I mean? Like, everybody who listens to this podcast already knew me from before. It's not like some random person's like, man, this guy's funny. That's where all my fans would be. All my fans would be in the South. Every one of them would be like from Georgia. Like, yeah, this guy up here, Pacific Northwest, like he's kind of a kindred spirit to us. And we really see a lot. I can't even. It's in the morning, okay? It's not even 10 a.m. yet. That means I got caffeine in me, and it's not having the effect that I wish it would have. I wanted this to hit me because I've been slacking, guys. I haven't put many podcasts out because I've been doing a lot of shit, man. I'm living out in the country, and country life goes by pretty fast. They say life in the city goes fast. Bullshit. Country life. You get up in the morning, 7, 8. You fuck around for 3 or 4 hours. Next thing you know, you got to go work in your dad's yard and shovel a bunch of dirt. And all of a sudden, you're like, I'm tired. I almost don't have enough time to sit in the pool for 3 hours. And then you do. And then by the time you're done, it's like, oh, I better, you know, go pick up some beer and get a taco truck. And next thing, that's the whole day. That's your entire day right there. I don't even want to go back to California, if I'm being honest with you guys. Fuck California. Fuck all this bullshit, okay? Fuck all the, we got to wear masks everywhere we go. They don't do anything. They don't do a single goddamn thing. If you're somebody who thinks coronavirus is real, unless your grandparents died together holding each other's arms like that scene in Titanic, I don't have any time for you. Like, where's my inspiration at right now? I'm trying to dig deep. I've been giving you guys jack shit as far as content goes. I haven't really felt that creative juice, even though this is all I have, is just the podcast. I don't have stand-ups fucking gone. It's dead. All I do is yell at my friends on the phone. Oh, I am getting... I hung out with the boys, though. I hung out with my boys because I needed it. The throwback. My boy JC. My boy Ski Ski. Like, we all hung out. Christian. Shout out Christian. Not a white guy. We all hung out, and we just smashed brews, dude. We smashed brews next to a fire. And you better believe I was the guy like, guys, the fire's dying. I better get more wood. And then I just kept putting more wood on. I wanted that fire to go all night. Next thing you know, it's 2 a.m., and me and Jake are about to wrestle. And that guy fucking ragdolled me. Like, bad. Like, yeah, his face is as wide as my hips, but this dude is a squatty guy. And he picked me up. That's what I don't like. Like, don't shoot the legs on me. I'll put the legs back. And then it's, can we be done? How much longer are we going to go? There's a video of it somewhere if I'm throwing me around. And not in a hot way. Unless you're into that. Unless that's like your thing. Everybody's got a thing. Which is cool because you want to try and find out what their thing is, and then you have the right to be like, oh, that's not the thing that I like. There's no point. Like, why do something? That's what I never understood. It's like, if you're not into it, why would I want to keep doing that thing? How selfish is that? Are you just a selfish lover? Where it's like, I like feet. And she's like, I think they're gross. And you're like, well, you're going to fucking like mine. And she's like, ugh. Wouldn't that be exhausting if you're with someone who loves sucking on toes, but you hate having your toes sucked on, and you just have to just deal with that? Just put your head down and be like, all right, fucking put them in your mouth. No, I'll trim my big toenail. I know it's getting pretty long. You don't want to cut the back of your uvula. Uvula? Uvula. Can't enunciate in the morning. Can't enunciate ever, really. A lot of this whole thing is just me going back and being like, Blair, what did you even just fucking say? Yeah, there's like 300 cases in my entire county, like at all in all this time. So I'm over it. I'm over all. Like, I don't even know if I care if I know you. If you're under 60, I'm licking your face. I'm gonna come up to you. I'm gonna lick your face like it's an oily T zone. I'm gonna get your forehead and the bridge of your nose. The only good thing going out is right now is my unemployment's coming through finally. Fucking 4 months late. God damn it. Unemployment is such bullshit. And you know what, dude? I'm getting the disaster relief $600 a week, which I fucking absolutely deserve. But they shortchanged me by another $500 out of the regular unemployment. So yeah, I'm happy to get out of debt with this fat check coming my way. But you guys also fucked me, okay? So I'm not trying to make it about me, even though this is all about me. Now, this is why I'm dumb. Because I saw my money was supposed to come through. And I celebrated by buying stuff off Nike. I don't have the money yet. Your boy's still in a little bit of credit card debt. But I'm so dumb. I'm like, okay, no, I can buy some Nike gear. Some Nike soccer gear. I don't play soccer. I don't even like soccer. I'm going to buy some Nike soccer gear and a long sleeve white t-shirt. The white t-shirt was the only thing justifiable because you got to have a long sleeve white tee. If you don't have one of those, what are you doing? Okay? Why are you even out here trying to play the game if you're not ready to look clean? Look real good in the white. But then I bought Nike soccer pants and soccer shorts. But I fucked up because I think I went a size too big with the pants and I went a size too small with the shorts. So now I had all this anxiety from spending money I don't have on some shit I don't need. Just order the wrong size. Why do I do these things? Why am I like this? Like, what is the point? Like, who am I doing it for? This morning, I had a bagel. Am I saying bagel weird? Bagel. I bet it's annoying. I bet it's annoying as shit when I just re-say words incorrectly four different ways. Always wrong. Like, whenever I go, it's measure. You're saying it fucking everywhere you just said it was wrong. Every way you said it was incorrect. Tone it down, Blair. Tone it down. Just take it down a little bit. The caffeine is peaking. Look, unemployment's coming through. That's good. Head above water. I've been saying this for my entire life. Head above water. And I'll figure the rest out later. Dude, I took a swim class in college because I wanted the credit. I wanted just to get like a PE credit. I took a swimming. I can't speak. Blah, 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 blah. Reel it back in, Blair. Okay, I took a swimming and conditioning class in college because I needed the credit. I needed a PE credit. I went in there, and I'm looking around, and everybody in this class was swimmers. It was just people on the swim team who were taking the class, and that's fucked up. Like, that's super lame. It's like being a professional chef and taking a cooking class to feel good about yourself. That's pretty sure that's an episode of Friends. And I was coming off, I had like a knee surgery, and I was like a knee infection, so the class is super hard, and I came to the instructor, and I was like, hey, man, like, my knee's fucked up. I really can't swim. It's really bothering me. And he goes, well, if you can't swim, you can't pass the class. And I was like, buddy, we're both dudes here. So why don't you just tuck that whistle into your stupid red shirt and give me the fucking pass I need? Because I went to the first 2 months of class, no problem. The second 2 months, knee's all fucked up. I can't really swim. And I don't know if it was because I couldn't swim or because I was tired of getting lapped by women in the pool. Dude, one day we did a day where we had to tread water for 10 minutes. Most of you fucks can't even tread water for 2 minutes, you fat fucks. You stupid fat fucks. I was in great shape, and I'm looking around, and I'm getting gassed out around 3.5 minutes. I look to my left, and there's just these chicks just... time of their life. Dude, they could have been playing with their pussies for all I know. They were having a great time. Just treading water. The instructor, I'll never forget this guy. His name's Jesse. He's a little fucking pipsqueak. And he's like, all right, this is too easy for you.
All right, guys, this is too easy for you. You just go ahead. I want you to put your right hand out of the water. You put your right hand out of the water. Then you put your left hand out of the water. Then you put both arms out of the water.
And people are still treading water because they're just using, like, the legs are just kicking them up there. And I remember looking around trying to do it because I'm not a bitch. I'm going to try to do it because you asked us to do it. And I'm fucking about to drown, dude. I'm about to fucking drown trying to do this shit. And then the girls next to me who were on the swim team in college, no big deal. They're just chilling, dude. No problems. And then Jesse, this little twat.
Goes some of the women on the swim team because they can take bricks and put a brick in each head and tread water.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, dude. Why don't you go back to never seeing pussy ever again? You fucking 5'4" piece of shit. Yeah, I'm sure I'm 5'8" on a good day. This guy's 5'2" on the best day in a pair of Doc Martens. You know, with the thick heel. Yeah, I got those too. I don't wear those that often. Only when I'm going out with a girl who's 6'5". And I have gone out with the girl who was 6'5". We had sex in the bathroom in college. Her name was Carissa. Shout out Carissa. She was a fucking babe. I've talked about her before. Sometimes you got to climb the tree, okay? When was the last time you climbed a tree, though? That's something that's kind of wild. The appeal of danger really goes away. Like, the only kind of danger I feel lately, like in the last 5 years, is driving my car on the 405 at night when I've had too much to drink. Just kidding, I don't drink and drive. But driving my car at night on the 405 when I wear my contacts all the entire day and my contacts are like really dry and I can't really see and all the lights are kind of blending in together, that gets a little bit scary. It's that and, you know, no condoms. I wear condoms almost every time, but I mean, I don't. I do, but like, I don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, I say I do, but most of the time I'm just like, ah, you know, it's all the way over there. It's all the way across the room. It's all the way on the dresser. It's in my hand. I don't want to open it up. Also, there's an etiquette to this, okay? When you're fucking, there's a courtesy that you have to, that everyone should know about. And if you don't, I'm going to say this to you right now. If you've never done this before, if you're a man or you're a woman and you've not done it this way, you are wrong and you deserve to not have sex for a while. Okay? You hooking up. It's going good. Mackin'. I probably go down on you for a little bit because I'm a nice guy. I'll go down on you for a good amount of time, get you all worked up. Then it's my turn. I keep the pants on while I go down on you because I like the pressure on my junk. When it's time to go, I get the condom. As I'm undoing the condom, you got to polish me off. You got to keep me warm, okay? You know when a pitcher comes off the mound and he puts the jacket on in one arm? You got to do that. You got to be that jacket because otherwise, he could just go back to sleep. We don't know. I'm getting older. Testosterone's leaving by the day. You got to get on there and keep him warm, okay? Otherwise, if he gets cold, it's over. Then you don't get what you want. I do the condom. You condom goes on, then we go inside. Because you know what? Dick doesn't want a condom on it. You ever worn rubber gloves? How do your hands feel about it? I mean, you get the peace of mind of being protected, but you don't want to wear rubber gloves longer than you have to. Your hands get all sweaty and gross, and they don't feel good. And what happens? You wear rubber gloves for a little while, and you take them off, and your sticky hands hit the cool air, and your hands are like, oh, God, that feels so good to have that off. That's what it's like, okay? If they made female condoms tomorrow, if it was just widely accepted that females wore female condoms and there's just no male condoms, it's just females wore female condoms, you don't think they would be fucking wearing them either. They would not be wearing them a single goddamn bit. They'd be like, this shit's uncomfortable. And I'd be like, I know. I don't want to wear it either. Blair, you made it about sex. Why do you always go there? Dude, I haven't had sex in so long that I'm starting to think I've never had sex. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a dream. It's like trying to remember a dream. Like, it's been so long ago, I don't know. Like, I cannot even for sure say that I've had sex before. I gave up. Quarantine Bay, it's gone. It's over. There's no such thing. There's no pussy in lockdown. Not in L.A., definitely not back in Washington. There's none of it, dude. There's none of it. And it was so out of my head. I was over. I was gone. It was away. It was out of my mind. No more. And you know what? Your body just adjusts, okay? Not jerking off as much. You're not going for it anymore. You're not even watching porn. But then you crack that door a little bit and you might as well kick it open. Because that's what I did. You get one on Pornhub. By the way, Pornhub Premium, I miss it so goddamn much. I never should. Pandora never goes back in her cunt. She never goes back into her cunt, Jeff Cowan. Jeff Cowan, she never goes back in her cunt, ever. She always comes out. She comes out, she stays out of her own cunt. Shout out Jeff Cowan. Master Jeff. Fuck Master Jeff. Fuck Master Jeff is the man. If you see him, give that guy a hug. Shout out Ski Ski. Congrats on making a person. But I'm done jerking, dude. Like, I stopped jerking, and now it's like I can't stop. And now I'm back on the apps. I'm swiping. And my hometown, Linden, is on the border of Canada. So every girl I match with is across the border. You can't get across the border, dude. It's impossible. Essential travel only. You know what's not essentially traveling? My cock into her puss. That's not essential. To the government. It's essential for me. Like, I might need it. And dude, at this point, the world's going to end. I don't know if it's because the world's ending, but I do feel like I should probably have a kid now. So any girl who's going to have sex with me soon, prepare for me to fucking leave it in. I'm going to leave it in and make a kid. If you're attractive and over 5'7", leave it in. If you're over 6 feet tall and unattractive, that's the same thing for me. Over 6 feet tall and unattractive to me is the same as being under 5'3 and hot. That's how attracted I am to hot girls. I mean, having kids. My boy Bo Skeeter is having a kid, and that blows me away. I didn't know he was pregnant until we were hanging out, and his wife walks up with the fucking 4-month baby bump. And I was like, yo, I'm not going to make it about me, but let your boy know you're making a like, they already knew the gender of the baby. They already have a name picked out. I'm in the dark thinking, like, man, I got four of my friends still haven't had kids yet. They all have kids. All my boys having kids. All my Linden, throwback Linden boys are all just fucking leaving it in and making duplicates of themselves. So selfish. I want that. I'll even take a girl at this point. I don't care. I know I got it coming. All the dirt dog shit I've done in my life, I know I'm going to have four girls, and they're all going to be whores. All my daughters will be whores. And you know what? I will love them no matter what. Do you know how many whores I know that their dads still loved them? All of them. Well, I mean, okay, that's not true. 50-50. Man, he's having a kid. What a responsibility. All I'm really worried about is, at this point, is getting up before 10 a.m. Only responsibility is to get up before 10 a.m. And that's not even a real responsibility. I made that up. I'm just trying to get up and be more productive throughout the day. Because you know I've been fucking around not doing the pod as much. Because I'm an asshole. You know? And fucking no one's listening. You know what? Even when people start listening, I'm going to say no one's listening. So that way people will see it. And then they'll be like, yeah, yeah, that's... No, we're listening, Blair. We're going to keep going. There, that's how you do it. A relationship does sound like I should look into that. I should look into having a relationship. I should put out an ad in the paper, put something on Craigslist, and be like, hey, who wants to, you know, make this thing work? Dude, you know, all relationships are it's just Stockholm Syndrome. That's all it is. You just met someone who you're originally scared of. Like, you're initially scared of the first person you meet because they could kill you. Like, even if it's, I know women are scared of men because we can kill you whenever we want because, you know, fucking men are, you know, we're bigger, stronger than you guys, faster, smarter, whatever, bigger dicks. It's us. That's what we do. That's on our box. It's on the label, on the bottom of our foot. But we're scared of you, too. Every night I stay at a girl's place, I imagine I'm going to fall asleep and I'm going to be real vulnerable. So if she just has some kind of thing she wants to get out, some demons come out of her. Come out of her pussy, come out of her hand, and she wants to choke me out, stab me in my neck, I'm done. That's fear. And after a while, it becomes an understanding. You can have empathy for your captor. And that's what a relationship is. It's just Stockholm Syndrome. Because even if it goes bad, even if the years are complete, I've been in horrible relationships that I just kept making work because the sex was awesome. Because when the relationship is based on choke sex, I don't care who you are. You're going to make that work way. You're going to try to make that work about 4 months longer than you should have. Because there's the promise of, well, maybe I can get that one. Yeah. Because the nut hits different when there's a hand around your throat. I don't care who you are. It's a dangerous game. I don't like to be choked unless she really wants to choke me. Then it's okay. Then we're good. It's like, oh, you want to do this? Fine. We can do that. Making it about sex again, Blair. I'm glad you're making it about sex. Sometimes you should just chill the fuck out. That's not even a good... Like, don't even do that. Don't even try and sing your way out of a bad riff. Trying to sing your way out of a bad riff into another bad riff is the equivalent of going ass to mouth without asking. Isn't that rape? No, it's not! You guys are so annoying. You guys are so annoying. This just in. Legally Blonde 3 is coming out soon. Ha 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 ha. Just announced Mindy Kaling's gonna write it and Reese Witherspoon's gonna reprise her role as Elle Woods. Oh my god, that sounds like the fucking best. Yeah, you know, we don't need a Legally Blonde 3. We don't need that. There are so many things I would rather do than listen to somebody talk about Legally Blonde 1 and 2. Even more so, rather do than watch Legally Blonde 3, okay? First thing, light my feet on fire. That's what I would start with. Light them on fire and then walk on hot coals. Another thing, I would like to take an old nail and have an old man hammer it in my tear duct. That'd be cool. I'd do that. I would also be cool if someone hung me upside down by my Achilles. That'd be sweet. I think that would be a good use of my time. Ooh, how about ordering $300 worth of McDonald's, eating all of it, and then sewing my mouth shut? showing my mouth and my asshole shut at the same time. I'd rather do that than watch Legally Blonde 3. I'd rather have my ex-girlfriend cheat on me a third time than me watch Legally Blonde 3. I think that's a way better use of my time. Like, I'm gonna fuck this guy, okay? Yeah, sure. That's cool. Can I do that over watching Legally Blonde 3? Well, those are like really your only two options. Perfect. I'll do that. Okay, that's great. Let's just keep making bad movies, people. There's a market for this. Yeah, because people are fucking stupid. You ever talk to someone who likes a bad movie? Rush Hour 3 is my favorite. Shut up. Dude, if you watch a movie and you know in the first 15 minutes if it's bad, oh, and you can tell. There's no movie that starts horribly for 15 minutes and then gets better. If the first 15 minutes suck, stop watching it. You're going to die. You guys know you're going to die, right? You're kind of being a snob, Blair. No, I'm just being realistic with my time. If the movie is trash, you will know early. And if you don't know early, you're fucking drunk. Every movie's better when you're wasted. See the fucking Car Masters podcast I put out. There's got to be... There's no... You can't... It's not easy to tell someone who's got bad taste in movies they have bad taste in movies.
The new Aladdin was pretty good. No, it wasn't.
When a cartoon made in 1940 is better than a movie made in 2020... It says something about, because you have no excuse in 2020. You have all the tools. You can see all the shit. I don't care if you have to steal some stuff. Steal some stuff, make a better product. That's stealing. No, that's what art is. Art is just stealing. It's completely original. No, it's not. Read more. It's already been done a million different ways. That's just their take. And it's got some nuance to it, so it's considered different. Let's make Legally Blonde 7. Let's fuck our own asses with somebody else's fist. Let's do that. Let's take a light bulb, turn it on, turn a lamp on all day. So the bulb's really, really hot. Then you take that bulb and you shove it up your ass. And then you do a burpee and see if it doesn't snap off in your asshole. Do that over making a Legally Blonde 7. Deal? All right. This podcast currently says it's 35 minutes long. I don't know what I just said right there. The podcast is currently 35 minutes long, and that's including a 5-minute shit break I took in the middle of this. I didn't tell you about that, though, did I? I don't even want to do fucking video anymore. I'm over it. Why do I do this? Blair, be more positive, would you? You come out here and you're just a negative Nancy. Be a positive Peggy. Not a negative Nancy. Be a positive Peggy. How's that sound? Sounds okay. All right. Podcast is back. I was a loser for taking my time doing it. I suck. I don't know if this podcast is any good. It probably wasn't. Ugh. Blair. Are there any salvageable bits in here? I mean, maybe the Legally Blonde 3 one. Maybe. Come better next time, Blair. Come better. Come ready to go. Because it's clear you're going to watch the film and you'll be like, you didn't perform at your best. I think you're right. All right. Yep. Eat shit. Eat dicks and shit. Bye.